the shit out.
Dirty Kong Podcast.
That's right, listen to the man. It's the Dirty Kong Podcast, DKP.
It's dirty and it's Kongy.
Dave's here!
Yay! Hi!
Fantastic stuff. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to this episode. It's going to be fucking awesome. bollocks. You say you've never seen the light before. Does anyone believe you? Don't let them hear you say it anymore. Nothing's really safe around here.
Hello to our listening several out there, and welcome back to the Dirty Kong Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by the man who Judas Iscariot described as a bit of an underhand bastard, John Boy.
Hello there, listeners.
And also with him is the guy whose verbal diarrhea makes Hiroshima look like a fly-tipping incident. It's the one and only VD.
Woo!
And conspicuous by his absence, there is no JT.
No. Not today.
Hello.
Lazy cunt.
We don't know where he is. He's probably burying someone under a patio.
Yeah, we just take it in turns. You're just taking it in turns, aren't you? So it's either the Dave Von Dog, or it's the J Train, or as the Royal and Doodle Show would say, J and or
and
Train.
Or Train. Do you see him as two separate entities? Because he's just one big ball of rage for me.
Well, he's not physically two separate entities like Doodle would like to think, but mentally, what's going off in the psyche of his mind? Possibly a rapist and a paedophile battling in the mind of J-Train. So there is sort of two entities in there somewhere. I don't know who wins.
It doesn't sound like any other mind. It's just like my mind.
It's like any other ongoing battle, you know.
Where evil wages war against evil.
Exactly. Jesus versus Satan. I can't think of any other doublings.
Amish versus Electric.
Yeah. You know. Stuff like that. Thank you for opening my beer with your mouth.
Yes, and I shall do another trick with my mouth later.
So, Dave, hey, back on the show.
Back to infuriate you some more with my ramblings.
Indeed. And I'll ask you what I asked Jay last week. Did you enjoy the lesbian?
I did enjoy the lesbian. She was
jolly
good
first.
Fun. Pardon?
Wouldn't be
my first. No. It'd be my last, unfortunately.
More than likely, sir. More than likely. What you been up to, my friend? Where the fuck have you been?
I've been sleeping. I've hibernated for a week.
So you were telling me you had a double night out. Two in a row.
Oh, yeah, two in a row. Pissed. I'm fucked. I can't even form coherent speech right now. That's how bad I am.
Very tired, this man. Very tired. You've been.
I look rougher than John's armpits. Rougher than his arsehole.
Yeah, it's true actually. I did. So there we go. Open a can. Lovely. We got there. Monster. Can of Monster being opened in the Dirty Kong studio. That's how tired our Von Dog is.
No beer.
Bless his cotton socks.
Fuck the hair of the dog. Just fuck a dog. Whereas I am on my hangover.
I'm completely on the beer. I'm on the Dirty Kong sponsor. In fact, it can't be a sponsor if they're not giving us any money. So, Budweiser,
yeah,
fucking
pull your
again.
Fucking finger out.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
You asked us to plug you, because that's how high profile we are.
And I can't think of any company that wouldn't want Dirty Kong Podcast as a sponsor.
Yeah. Representative. We there have got a big platform with probably about 10 people listening, and we can reach those people for you.
Indeed. I mean, if the NHS is willing to sponsor Vinnie Jones to sing that fucking song, but they won't sponsor, Budweiser won't sponsor us? Unbelievable. Unfucking believable.
Yep.
I'm disgusted, frankly, disgusted. If anybody's listening to this and wants to give us money, you can be our sponsor. You'll be on the winning side. The
In
Dirty
this
Kong
day
podcast.
And age where somebody will pay more than £2,000 for a bit of super glue that looks a bit like Homer Simpson, they should be able to afford a pound for us, like a big issue.
Yeah, I think so. Why not? You know, we've got potential.
We have.
We're going places. This show is going to rocket, you know, to the skies. And I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. No idea.
I was trying to make a reference to that shuttle that came down, but I can't remember what it was. How cool is that?
This show's going fucking well so far, isn't it? But, oh, good Lord.
I'll bring proceedings up.
Go.
I have more penile problems.
Fuck. You are a mess.
I'm
a man.
Walking fucking disaster.
You are falling to bits. Your penis is beyond me, sir.
It's never anything bad, though. It's just something strange happens. I bled out of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad. It didn't last for long.
Women manage it.
It's in the day. Yeah. I just wanted to wear the shoe on the other foot.
Well, it's very, very, yeah, very good of you.
Apparently my Jap size, grown fanny lips.
It's make really of that, swollen. Listeners, what you will.
Yeah.
Give us more details, though. What do you mean it's grown fanny lips? Your urethra has...
Yeah, I kind of regret this.
I'm regretting it.
But, yeah, towards the end of the bed and the urethra, you've got the two little bumps around the side of it. Well, they've kind of swollen like a hyena's clitoris.
So it looks like the Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, it's a triffid. Fucking hell, it looks like a Deku Baba. Feed me, Seymour. I'm a mean green mother from outer space. It's not green.
It's not gone green. Green. Not quite yet. So, no. Ladies out there, David's Dave Von Doggy, one of the hosts of the Dirty Con podcast, happens to be single. And if
no
you've
one
listened
can figure
to,
out why.
If they're a long-term listener of this show, they'll have gone through all of your penile problems. And I can't believe we haven't got at least one email requesting your phone number.
None of them are transmitted. They just happen to be...
Yeah.
I do take care of it. It's clean. It just obviously must get bashed about a bit.
Yeah. But you were on the pull the other night, weren't you? What happened there?
I was not on the pull.
That's not what I heard.
That's not what you heard?
Yeah.
Who told you different?
You earlier.
I was on the pull, yeah.
You said you got a bit of interest, bit of lady, some
yeah,
reaction.
Yeah, I did, but I failed where I wanted to go.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
That is a shame. But apart
you might be surprised there, people, listeners, to know I've not had any pussy for quite a while now.
How long has it been, dude?
It's coming up for 3 months.
Yeah.
Mm. Sad times. Sad
unbelievable.
Times.
Unbelievable. And because amongst our social circle, and that's a laughable statement, you're known as the rabbit. Is that correct, yeah, sir?
I was known as the rabbit back in the day.
Yeah, that was one of your nicknames.
It was. What were the others then, John?
Cunt.
Oh, yeah. That's my favourite. The runt who's a cunt. Oh, yeah.
But why rabbit?
Because I had fast-moving hips.
Lovely hips.
Has anybody seen...
He could light a fire with those hips.
He could. Bit of kindling. Oh, blisters. That's why... That's it.
Hmm?
I've been using my penis to make moss burn.
Lovely.
And that's... Now you've wheedled it out of me.
Yeah.
You've managed to get me to tell what I do.
Well, I'm thankful that you've finally come to terms.
I like to find a plank with a hole in it, fill it with moss and lichen, and screw the fuck out of it till it's on fire.
You romantic, you.
Dirty Kong podcast. We're not in the least bit weird.
Yeah, I really do wonder why the guys from the Hey Douchebag show, which is that American podcast, couldn't quite understand some of the, I'd say, jokes that I made to them about raping bridges and shitting on them. I think that went a bit downhill from there, and this show is going even further downhill. So if they're listening to this, hello, guys, and I apologise. But that leads me on to something, actually. I'm going to gradually update the website and to include a glossary page for all our terms that our international listeners might not understand.
Yeah.
So, bellend, div.
This basically just be an excuse for you
to write
swear words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. And also a guest page. So all the guests that have ever been on the Dirty Con podcast, they're going to be posted up there. So Minstrel, Leza, Emma.
Leza.
Soggy D, Minstrel. Have I already said Minstrel? Our friend Ben. Hello.
Hello. And JT and Von Doggy. Intermittent guests.
You're the hosts. We would have a host page.
Yeah, well, we're like guests at the moment.
Have we explained the host page? And there's a photograph of each of us. Yours is, it seems to be, you'd be laying on a gravestone. Have we explained that?
No, we haven't explained that, and I don't think we shall.
Okay, we'll leave that there. Keep them listening. They'll tune in eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, we promise listeners to explain that photograph. And if you've not been on it, it's dirtykong.co.uk, and that's our website. See what I'm doing there? Dave? Plugging it.
You are plugging away.
Fucking working. I'm sweating. I'm working so hard here. So apart from your lack of pulling, What else you been up to, you little shit?
Not a lot. This is a funny story, though, and I'm going to say it because I've got nothing else to do.
Hold on, let me get the laughter track. Right, I'm ready. It's right next to the cricket track as well, so that's going to be handy. Go on, my friend.
It's not a joke. I went to the bank.
Hilarious.
And I stood behind this woman, and I tapped her on the shoulder.
Here we go.
To say hello, because I thought I recognised her. I turned around, and it wasn't who I thought it was. So I said,
brilliant.
Sorry, I mistook you for another bold woman I know.
Was she bold?
She was bold.
Okay.
And that's the funniest thing about, well, it's not funny, but I felt so bad because if you think about it, there's only two reasons why a woman would be bold.
Go on then.
So I just highlighted it to her. Well, chemo or alopecia. Neither of them are good.
Hold on. You said you highlighted these two things to this woman?
What, by saying... You're bold, just highlighting that. Do you not find that's a social faux pas?
Why did you feel the need to tell a bold woman that she was bold?
It just slipped. I was there. I saw a bold woman. I know a bold woman. I tapped her on the shoulder thinking it was her. She turned around and went, oh, sorry, I'm mistaken you for another bold woman. I just thought it was...
You could have just said woman, Dave.
I could have said woman. It just, the word bold slipped out. Has bold never slipped out on you?
Not really. You know, that's an interesting question because I don't think I know a bold woman. Right. I don't think I've ever met a bold woman.
Exactly. So when I saw another one, I thought there could only be one, like Highlander. And obviously I was wrong.
Yeah. So did you get a number or?
I did get a number, yeah.
Nice.
She's not bold everywhere.
Hey, you can wax that as well.
Yep. Hairy arms.
Lovely.
So have you insulted anyone?
Have I insulted anybody this other than you today?
Other than me, yeah.
Yeah, we went shopping today, didn't we, Dave?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
Because when we go out shopping, we evidently look like a gay couple.
Yeah, we got looked, didn't we? I think it's all the arse touching and sort of putting little gay
accents on.
Yeah,
the holding of hands and stuff.
Yeah. We're god-awful people. I mean, we are in our late 20s, and... We act like fucking 10, 12-year-olds.
If you couldn't guess listening to this.
Exactly, yeah.
The funniest thing was when I was rifling through your shit when you was trying to pay for it and you got really annoyed and the counter clerk was like, calm down, girls. And we was just like, oh, stop it. fun.
Good Lord.
Sometimes, if you think we lead an exciting life, you are correct.
You were so wrong. So wrong. See, this is the only day I get off and I choose to spend it doing a worthless piece of shit podcast with some friends.
You say friends?
Colleagues, associates, drug dealer, paedophile.
Just acquaintance.
Just a few words I throw out and I think of you and Jay. But no, exciting times. Yeah, well, one interesting bit of news is that I received a letter... on Saturday, which was yesterday, David.
Was it? Thank you.
Yes.
For the clarity.
Yeah, well, you know, just letting the listeners out there. So they feel like they're part of the inside crew here at the Dirty Kong podcast. They need to know what days are. We're on Sunday at the minute, ladies and gents. What's the date today, Dave?
It's the 29th,
it's
I believe.
It's the 29th of January.
The Holy Sabbath.
And it's 8:34 p.m.
How many seconds?
I can't get the seconds up, Dave. But I received a letter. From the Royal and Doodle show, another podcast.
The J Train has had banter with.
Yeah, there's been an ongoing sort of I don't know what you'd call it. Maybe a argument, disagreement, bit of banter between J Train and the Royal and Doodle podcast show, and most of all Doodle. And it's kind of funny and. You know, it's a good thing Jay's not here because I'll have to admit now that I've been sort of conversing with Doodle on Facebook and really trying to make this argument continue.
Fuel in the fire,
because I'm like that. I'm a bit of a prick. But this is the letter, and it's here. Can you hear that, listeners? There's a bona fide letter here. And it starts like this. Mr. Millward. I shouldn't have read that.
You shouldn't have read that bit, but yeah, cool.
I'll beat that.
Tell you the address next.
Yeah. Please find enclosed your stickers as requested, because they've...
We've been good boys and we deserve stickers.
Exactly. Well, you know, I say this is a podcast community, Dave, and we've got to big up our fellow podcasters, no matter how gay they are. And that's a little running joke.
This is a running joke.
Yeah, it's getting a bit old now, isn't it, me, doing that. Anyway, and it continues. There are under no circumstances to be used to wipe your ass, blow your nose on, or clean spunk off with. I don't know why you'd clean spunk off with stickers. As I've always said on this show, they must not listen to the show enough. I let it set into the skin. Anyway.
Peel it off. It's exfoliating.
Yeah, like PVA. Or I just fire it into my underwear and fling it on the wall. I've said it many times. Continuing. Remember that if they are used for this, we have your home address and, by the way of 192.com, your home phone number. We also expect a full apology from Jay or Train for the disparaging. There we go. Disparaging remarks made about our podcast, or we shall come down on them like a fat man chasing a pie. Now, I feel that that is a slight at our J-Train. He is, in fact, not two people, but one, believe it or not. And he does like pie.
He does. I've often seen him chase a pie.
Exactly. Currently, we have only been having some friendly banter, but we are willing to open a shitstorm of abuse, which will make both of them want to end their lives.
Assuming they don't already.
Exactly. All the best from your favourite podcast hosts, Angus and Tommy.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to take a photo of this, but there seems to be some sort of...
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, do you want to explain?
Sealed at the bottom.
The page is folded in half and stuck together with some sort of brown stain.
Seeping through, it's yellowing. And
it's some sort of brown stain, and I don't
feel it could be a critique.
I mean, oh, there you go. I've just pulled it apart.
The paper stayed stuck.
I don't know what that could be. I don't know if it's a. I mean, we got the stickers. We got a couple of stickers, which are very nice. I'm gonna maybe put one on something. So maybe this is an extra gift. And obviously, they talk about wiping spunk off with it, and they feel that they must have given us some spunk of their own.
Oh no!
Yeah, or it's shit because it's kind of brown. I'll take a photo of it and put it on the website. So thank you very much. That's the Royal and Doodle Show, and on their stickers, as it says, they're on iTunes now. So, and we have also, or I have also, ordered some stickers online.
Proper ones this time, eh?
Proper decent stickers. We're going to give them away. Anybody that wants one, write in to dirtykong@live.co.uk or send us a comment on our Facebook, Dirty Kong Podcast. And you will receive some free stickers when they come, because we're still waiting on them. And mugs.
But we won't come on the stickers.
Indeed.
I can't believe that. Is that our first bit of...
What's
hate
that?
Mail? Is it hate mail? I don't know. Is it done with love?
I think there's love in there. I mean, there is an ongoing feud, but I think in their hearts they do love J-Train.
Yeah.
Who is one individual.
Just the one.
Well, that's what we're
singular. Uno.
One, yeah.
Un.
So thanks guys. That was lovely to receive. Yes. Dave.
Keep it up.
Keep it up, thank you. What you got there, Dave?
Piles.
Apart from the piles though, Dave.
Robber holds up bank for just $1.
$1?
$1.
Yeah.
James Richard Verone, a former Coca-Cola truck driver, is charged with a robbery of $1 from an RBC bank in North Carolina. He says he's never been in trouble with the law before. Mr. Verone, who was unemployed and facing several health problems, walked into the bank and handed the bank teller a note that read, "This is a bank robbery. Please give me a dollar."
This is a bank robbery. Please give me a dollar.
Is not Mexican.
I have no idea where I came from with that accent.
He then sat in the bank waiting for the police to arrive. The 59-year-old, who had no health insurance, had a growth on his chest, two ruptured discs, sounds like my penis, doesn't he? And a problem with his left foot. A non-specified problem. He said he committed the robbery because he believed prison was the best place he could go for medical attention.
Why? And
why? Because this brings up the plight of society for me. Because in America, if you haven't got medical insurance, then you don't get hospital treatment unless you're fatally at risk. They can't turn someone down to die, but someone in pain that needs problems, if you've not got insurance, you don't get seen to. Over here in England, we pay tax.
Well, things make sense.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably go in the way of privatised fucking healthcare soon.
Bastards.
But we pay the tax, so if we're ill, we go to a doctor, and it's already paid for.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the guy has committed a crime to go to jail, and in jail, he will receive the medical attention that they refuse to give to him outside of jail, being a good law-abiding citizen.
It's like society is driving criminal acts.
To crime. Because at the end of the day, this guy isn't particularly bad. He's said that he didn't want the money. He just got to go to hospital. But he couldn't afford hospital, so I chose prison instead. I paraphrase for him there.
I couldn't imagine what he would want for a dollar. I needed this. My family was starving.
I've only got $49. I need another dollar for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's silly. It's the same here. We will give criminals more stuff than we will give fucking homeless and the unemployed.
Yeah, the unemployed.
And it needs to stop.
Good. You know what? This, I'm going completely away from your story now. I apologise. But it's just, I just want to point out to the listeners and to you and myself that the podcast is two different things. With Jamie, it's ridiculous stories and sort of a lot of exclamations and laid-back chat. With you, it gets more political. And you know, there's two different sides of the Dirty Kong podcast, and that's what I like. Depending on which host comes in. And when all three are in, it's just a debacle.
It's just, it's best with the three of us. It really is. When you've got all sides of the coin, then you can buy yourself some fags.
There you go.
And that's cigarettes for a transatlantic several.
No, but it's about going back to the story. You're right, though. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, they should just be chained to the floor and just fed bread and water. And I don't care what you do. If you just stolen, if Grand Theft Auto or whatever you call it, then you get chained to the floor.
Yeah. Maybe,
not for as long, you know, a couple of months, but you're getting chained to that fucking floor. I mean, it's prison.
And forced to watch someone else play it.
The idea, though, wasn't the original idea of prison to be, is to be cast out of society?
Of society,
and be
yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed...
But they can get, obviously, like you said, they get good medical service, they get fed well, and then they also get education and they can do degrees and things like that. And obviously, if you're in for the long term, you've done something serious to be in for that long term, so you've got no business getting a degree. Also,
I can't go and do anything at university or college without paying for it. Yeah, if I was to decide to fucking smash some cars up or rape someone, I could go to... those two are, you know, very similar, obviously.
Yeah, very. Moving on.
And then I could go and be everything I want to be, which isn't the worthless pile of shit that I am.
It's almost just like saying, look, okay, commit a petty crime. Do you want a degree? Yes, I want a degree. Okay, well, I tell you what, commit a petty crime, get sent away for, say, 6 months, and in that 6 months you can do a free degree. You're obviously just doing it instead of earning real money or whatever, however they work it in prison, but you're going to basically be fed and watered and you're going to have a roof over your head for 6 months, and in that time you can get that degree that you wanted, then come out of prison, and there you go, you're done.
There you go.
That's a way of avoiding student fees, which is what I'm now in, amount of debt.
And all those things for the small price of a bit of anal rape.
Exactly.
It's just so worth it.
I'd love to get anally raped.
Yeah, I could go in for that.
As long as I wasn't 20 odd thousand pounds in debt, you know, in student fees. If I could just get anally raped and all that goes away magically, then fine, let's do it. Fucking, I'm lubed up. I'm ready.
Bend over. I even feel loved.
I don't know, Dave.
Oh, the shower times.
What can we do?
I also heard about a guy that went to prison. He goes to prison at weekends. That's how good our law is. He goes to his job during the week, goes home, fucks his wife, and then gets locked up at Friday night until Saturday, Monday morning. So we've got part-time...
That sounds like reverse marriage. You know, you're married all week long, and then you get to have go out for a pint at the end of the week. You know, Saturday and Sunday, and then you have
pint
to go back
of jizz
to work.
In this case.
Pint of jizz, yeah. Anal jizz. Wow. What was that about, then? Have you got any... Or is that just...
That's just something I read off the cuff.
I didn't hear about that. I've got a story here, though, and, you know, Couple who maimed baby freed by judge.
As they should be.
Another judicial...
Their baby.
Judicial fuck-up. I've no idea. A couple who inflicted horrific injuries on a tiny baby walked free yesterday after a judge blamed social workers.
Yeah, because they did it. Obviously, yeah.
Because they're responsible for adult actions. A 23-year-old girl suffered... Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. 23-day-old girl suffered fractures to her legs, knees, ribs, right wrist, right hip, and lower left leg. Wow.
You kind of read that off like it was the Generation Game then.
Yeah, I did. That's a lot of fractures.
It is.
She also had a skull hemorrhage and trauma to her brain. What the fuck were they doing with this baby, playing basketball with it? I mean, Jesus Christ. But her parents, who both have learning difficulties, so why they were allowed to come together and, were given 2-year community orders after admitting child cruelty. Bristol Crown Court was told that the dad, in his 20s, seemed to be clumsy with the baby.
Fucking hell.
And inappropriate and childlike whilst handling her. So why were they allowed to fucking have her then?
Yeah.
I think I'm leaning towards blaming the social worker. Hold on, anyway. Judge David Trinhurst told the couple, who cannot be named, why, I don't know. They deserve it.
Yeah.
That child suffered a considerable neglect. Fractured its entire body and has brain damage. That's not neglect. That's not the word. I'm sorry. Come on
it's
now.
It's just full on heinous abuse.
But you were let...
Fucking war atrocities.
But you were let down by the social services. He said the mum in her 30s and the dad from Western Supermare in Somerset had been far too young. The court heard a social worker warned her bosses that the pair were incapable of caring for their daughter, but she was ignored. The baby is now in good health and up for adoption. Hold on. Trauma to her brain and hemorrhaging, and she's in good health. Well, she's still breathing, probably, I assume. Yeah. You know, she's healthy in that respect. She's not dead.
Not dead, I was about to say. She's still living.
Jesus wept. But I didn't think any sped could just multiply. I thought there was social services for those people before a baby gets
involved.
Before
that happens, yeah.
Yeah, surely. I mean, come on.
Obviously, some slip through the net.
But Jesus Christ.
Ever so slightly political again. But,
Well, you know.
If they can't be said to look after the child, can they really admit to cruelty if they don't understand cruelty? It sounds to me like they've made them take that plea for a lighter sentence.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. They don't understand it fully themselves. So they should just be looked after. There's compassion from me for a change.
Who do we blame there? The social workers, I guess?
Yeah, whoever allowed them to have a child, not to be nasty or anything.
Yeah.
Jay would just turn around and say fucking wheedle out the chaff, wouldn't he? He would have no fucking qualms in saying fucking skim the scum off the top, as he puts it.
Yeah, lovely. He's a fucking humanitarian, RJ.
Yeah. But in some respects, he is kind of right. He's just rather oblique with it.
Yeah, true. Nice.
Mm. Don't allow people that shouldn't have kids to have kids.
But then, you know, you have those... I mean, we're getting very... This is going to be a slightly political show, I guess. But then you have, you have these days, you have the fucking 11, 13, 15, 14-year-old kids that are having kids,
yeah,
and
kids
they're not
kids.
They're not, in my opinion, they're not capable of looking after another child because they're still children.
You can't have a child when you have a bedtime yourself.
Yeah, you're not emotionally mature enough to deal with that kind of thing. I mean, they're not really emotionally mature enough to be having sex. I'm not mature,
we shouldn't be allowed to.
I should not be allowed to be making love to anybody. I shouldn't be allowed to
touch
myself.
I'm not allowed, and I'm not.
Anyway, and speaking about making love, why did I say making love? That sounds so gay. Porn star mum is 16,000 benefit cheat. Dave.
Slapper.
Is it your mum? No, it's not.
It's not my mum. I'm not going to say it. That's my mum, motherfucker.
Fit. A mum of two today admitted fleecing more than 16,000 in benefits whilst working as a porn star. Fair play.
Rock on.
Mum of two. Imagine if that was your mum. Jesus Christ. I mean, this is in the paper, so this is forever ingrained now. Do you think she keeps the newspaper cuttings?
I hope so, rather than front covers of her movies.
sexy Kirsty Summers, who is only 23. She looks a bit older, to be fair. She doesn't look top notch.
She's been banged a bit ragged,
yeah,
hasn't she?
To be fair. Told officials she was jobless when she raked in thousands on TV and online shows such as Sport XXX, Bang Babes, and the... What's that word, Dave?
Boudoir.
Boudoir show. The Boudoir show. Sounds French.
It probably is.
Sounds a bit sexy. I like it. She claimed income support, council tax credits, and housing benefits whilst working as a self-employed glamour girl for nearly 18 months.
I love the word glamour.
Glamour girl. It's great. Well,
it's
great
not
phrase.
Glamour, is it?
No.
But she's showing your flange.
She's got a lovely little Playboy a tattoo right above right next to a navel, which is classy. Classy bird is what,
yeah,
I like.
It's nice to have a lady with aspirations.
Definitely my kind of girl. But but her lies caught up with her when the Department for Work and Pensions found out. Summers, wearing a tight white shirt, sobbed loudly and tugged at her bleached blonde hair. Tugged at her bleached blonde hair as JPs heard the case against her. She told investigators she had not declared her income because a friend told her she did not need to as she was working less than 16 hours a week. I mean, tugging at her hair, friend telling her things that she should already know. I mean, I know she's bleached blonde and she's a bit of a div, but she, you know what I mean? Jesus Christ.
I think
she sounds like a child.
The 16 hours thing, you use a bit of logic. Okay, I'm only working 16 hours a week, but I'm earning thousands.
Yeah.
And you know you've got to pay some tax on that, you dumb bint.
Yeah,
here's one for you.
Oh,
so,
here we go.
Her kids don't know anything about it. 13, 14, get hold of some old porn, whacking off. In comes mum. What do you think?
I try not to, Dave.
Could you ever watch porn again?
I could watch
other
porns.
Gay porn, wouldn't you?
No. Different porns. Not that porn again. No, I'd take that back to the video rental.
Oh, could it? This one's defective. Does it? Yeah, my mum's in it.
On February the 28th last year, an officer for the DWP interviewed the defendant under caution. In the course of the interview, she said she had been working self-employed for Sport XXX, Band Babes and others. She started legitimately claiming benefits in 2006, but failed to inform the DWP when she began working. I don't think she's working very hard, probably just finger-banging herself on a settee or something like that. I don't know.
What old blokes ring up and watch?
Saying that it's Sports XXX, so I assume she's going to have some sort of football shirt on while she's doing it. Or play. She might be doing kick-ups, and that's quite hard work, isn't it, kick-ups? Because I'm not very good at anything like that. Kick-ups and stuff.
With wind blowing
into
orifices.
Petite Summers, a single mum from Somerset, admitted fraud at Taunton Bloody Bar Magistrates Court in Somerset. Defending, Ray Peters said, she initially did not disclose her employment and income because she had been told she could work up to 16 hours a week without having to declare it. She subsequently realised the error. He added that Summers, who had two children aged 3 and 6, so a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, Dave, Jay will be interested in that, and had a difficult life and had serious financial problems. It's probably all the hair extensions and shit. He said she has been in considerable distress over the last 12 months because of these matters hanging over her. Considerable distress after all that money she's raking, and I don't fucking think so, to be honest.
She can afford counselling.
She can afford getting banged, so. The court heard that Summers was repaying the money at the rate of £500 a month and that she vowed to pay in full back in 33 months. She will next appear before the court on February 17th.
I'd like to be in a position where I could afford to pay £500.
I'd like to be in her position. Whoa.
I bet you would. All those young studs, eh, Jonathan?
I know, I've got no chance. And nor would I like it. Open my beer, Dave, for Christ.
It's like a bit of your ass. You'd love it.
Would you be bad? How would you feel, though, if you found out your girlfriend was, like, on TV doing those XXX shows, you know, where she's sort of rubbing her clitoris and whatnot? Is that the right terminology? I know nothing about women.
Rubbing her testicles, I think,
yeah,
something like that.
Rubbing her private bits. Most a lady women. Garden.
I guess I'd be disappointed.
But it was...
I'd look down on her in shame and say, you've brought shame on my name and family.
Bullshit.
For we are upright, upstanding citizens.
You lying cocksucker.
I don't think I'd be that bothered. I'd probably tune in. Probably be the only way I'd get to see her.
It'd bother me, but it wouldn't stop me being with her or seeing her or giving a good scene too. Dave.
Would you do it on air?
On air? Help her out, you mean?
Yeah.
I think I'd say
get involved. That's it. When someone has a passion for something, you have to get involved, don't you? You have to share it with them to fully appreciate them.
You
so
can make
get
it
in on the act.
You can make it a sort of internet or TV sensation. You go, you know, Blardy yeah. Blast Summers and her, you know, her partner,
yeah.
John Boy from
Sticks
the Dirty Kong
podcast.
Sticks
his finger up his arse.
He's going to stick his fingers up his arsehole. Because we all know that John Boy likes a bit of ass play.
He likes his pinky and his stinky.
Nothing wrong with that. We all do it. Lying priest rumbled after escaping Costa Cod... What's that word, Dave?
Concordia.
Concordia liner. Wow, I'm reading like a retard tonight. Sorry.
We're doing everything like retards.
Yeah, this is...
I'm passing out.
This is a debacle. We are both really tired. Anyway, we've not talked about that capsized...
Have you not?
Boat.
I thought you'd do that in my absence.
Well, I don't think...
That's
I don't
fucking
think
hilarious.
We have. And if we have, we've not done it to any kind of real degree. And, you know... It's just brilliant. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's happens when you let wankers run anything important, like being in charge of thousands of lives on a ship or piloting a plane. You don't want to renegade.
Trained. The whole crew obviously weren't trained because it wasn't just the captain that fucked off and left all those innocent people on that fucking boat to die by themselves, unsupervised. It was the crew as well, like pushing to get on the lifeboats ahead of the thing. There was obviously just no fucking discipline and no training. And just a complete breakdown of fucking any kind of structure.
Not one to bring racial prejudice or anything or any kind of stereotypes, but they were Italian, weren't they?
Yes.
Yes. So we're not saying it. It just happened and we just point out the fact the Italians ran. Have you... People out there, I don't know if they've heard the excuse, but the captain said...
Put an accent on.
I can't do Italian.
Just sound like Rocky.
See... banana peels, lifeboat. That was fucking awful.
Brilliant stuff.
I'm not doing it.
Adrian!
I just want to say one thing. My wife at home.
Get the fuck off the boat.
He says...
What did he say?
I slipped and fell into the boat, the lifeboat.
Then you climb and get
out
again.
Yeah, you climb the fucker back out.
You're a captain. You're not just a fucking kitchen boy.
He's not Dido, was he? He didn't go down with his ship.
No, exactly. He's not like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
But there's also, apparently it's on YouTube now as well, the discourse between the Coast Guard or what have you and the captain. And like you're saying, get back on your ship. And he just tells him to fuck off. Fuck off. I get back on there. So.
Unbelievable. Because when I didn't hear much about the story initially, and then I heard that they were just out and out blaming the captain, and I thought, well, come on now. But it turns out he was an actual cunt.
Yeah.
And deserves to be blamed. Because it's a bit like, there's being a fire at a school, and the headmaster just runs out ahead of the kids and just leaves.
Leaves everyone to...
You have a position of trust, and you were entrusted with the safety of the passengers, or the school, or whatever. You make sure that everybody's out before you go out.
Before you...
It's just the way it is. That's your job. And if you don't want the job, you can't do it. And
it's actual maritime law when it comes to ships as well. The captain must stay with the boat. Because the ironic thing being, the boat can be rescued when the captain's there. But if the captain deserts the ship, it technically has to be salvaged. And, you know, there's all that red tape shit.
Salvaged.
So it takes longer and stuff and less people get saved. Although...
Anyway.
The ship didn't sink, did it? It was just like grounded, so it wasn't very deep.
Yeah, it sort of capsized. Half of it was under the waves.
Because he wanted to wave at friends or something like that. Honestly.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was just another one
no,
of your
honestly,
jokes, Dave.
Supposedly it was kind of a nod to the city he was passing to sail, or they don't sail, do they? Cruise too close to shore and grounded himself.
Lovely. Yeah, there's a couple of pictures of it here. This story, though. A priest who survived the Costa Concordia disaster was caught in a lie. A priest lying, Dave?
Who would have ever thought it?
Unheard
Next
of.
You'll be telling me they're doing unmentionable things to young children.
It's called sodomy, Dave.
Sodomy?
Or anal rape, as I like to call it.
You know.
Yeah.
You've never called it that with me.
Well, it's consensual. After he told his parishioners he was on a... And finger quotes here, spiritual retreat. And he's got a fucking Italian name. Father Massimo Don Gahi, and I'm not apologising for that pronunciation. Get an English name.
We should call him Tim.
Father Tim, of 41 years old, said he was going away to pray and reflect on his holy vows on a cruise ship, luxury cruise ship. Instead, he joined his family for a week's pampering on the luxury cruise liner. His lie was exposed when his niece told on Facebook, how she and her family, including Uncle Massimo, were safe after the ship hit rocks 2 weeks ago. Churchgoers who waved him off on his supposedly spiritual journey from Bessana in Brenza, Italy, were furious last night. One fumed, "We're not all at all happy that we've been tricked." Wow, that's fuming.
It sounds fuming to me.
That's on fire.
Those words are an angry man's words.
Father Massimo boarded the Concordia at something with members of his family. They were among those rescued as the ship sank off the Tuscan Isle of Giglio, leaving 16 dead and 13 still missing. Last night, the priest with his parish for 15 years said, "I'll explain everything to my parishioners when I get back."
After I've taken another cruise that hopefully doesn't sink.
Yeah. Surviving passengers will each get at least $8,900 in a payout deal with owner Costa Cruises. It will cost the firm up to $25 million. Analysts say, or you know, but 16 people did die.
Yeah, they won't get no money, will they? Poor sods. Should have stayed alive for the compensation. What are they thinking? Are you fucking thinking? Oh man, I'd actually quite like to go down on a cruise if I got some money.
I think
go down on anything.
You would. It's Father Massimo's fault. The Lord was obviously
it's Jonah
striking vengeance back on this guy for taking the piss.
I'm surprised he wasn't eaten by a whale.
Listeners out there, Father Massimo's to blame for this fucking cruise disaster. This Costa Concordia fucking boat trip. Cuntin Massimo. Hunt that bastard down. He's on Facebook, or his fucking niece is. And if you can't abuse him on Facebook and troll him, you can troll his niece.
And that's the way forward. Strike them through their children.
If it's not crayons, it's fucking boats.
I miss this crayon thing.
Yeah, you can listen to it. Episode 41 of the Dirty Con podcast. Listen back. Good stuff. I go on a bit of a rant. I get angry, Dave.
You don't get angry often. It's a shame that I missed your rage. When it comes to Crayola.
Fucking Crayola cunts. Dave, what have you got? Because I'm doing all the work here, mate.
Of course you are.
As per fucking...
Well, I alluded, both, I don't know, to a little story earlier. Biddiest fight for Homer Simpson-shaped glue bob on eBay.
Why?
Because they're twats. In this time of recession, I feel real bad that some twats will do this. The blob of dried glue that can be said to bear a vague resemblance to the famous cartoon character, and I've seen it, and vague is the word. The fucking pictures they show on eBay, it's just like, it's too dark, you can't see anything really. But people have been bidding for this, and it's attracted bids of over £2,000.
£2,000?
A piece of fucking glue. After finding the item whilst clearing out his stationery cupboard, London-based seller Christopher Herbert listed the object online as his girlfriend noticed shared some of Homer's distinctive features.
Like what?
Large eyes and oval-shaped head, apparently. It really is just a blob of glue that's kind of like... I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of oblongly curved at the top with two fucking blobs in the front, and apparently that looks like Homer Simpson.
The thing with this, though, Dave, is that this arises an interesting point. We could go down to the shops later, say tomorrow, buy a shitload of glue, and go from a great height and just squirt it on a bit of wood from a distance, and we're bound to make some sort of shapes, and we could just send all this to eBay and make a bit of money.
Make millions.
I'm seriously thinking of doing that. We're going to do the Dirty Kong glue challenge and see how much money. We'll say we'll give it till, I don't know, what episode we're on. We're on episode 42. We're going to do this, say, in a couple of weeks. Then by episode 50, we're going to see how much money we can actually accumulate.
Yeah. Are we good for that?
On eBay.
Have we got it just like random splats, or can we try and create glue sculpture?
Either way, Dave, as long as we've just got some glue and some wood and we sort of do a bit of art and craft and we make it look as natural as possible, and some twats fall for it and give us a fair bit of money, then I'm happy, dude. Because that can fund the Dirty Con podcast, which is good.
Kind of ironic, because I think as well, the people looking at that thinking, oh, that's odd, that'll never happen again. That's just happened naturally. We'll pay a lot of money for that. Had the guy sculpted a perfect Homer's head out of glue, nobody would have paid a fucking penny for it.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, and especially when there's no money for anyone, yet twats can afford to spend money on that. What are you going to do with it? What the fuck are you going to do with a small bit of glue that is used? It don't even stick nothing anymore. Glue, to me, like, puts things together, adheres them, and that's the purpose of glue.
The thing is, if I can't believe we're going into a deep debate about
glue.
Say if you want to stick something to something else, and you think, well, I need glue. And obviously glue's sticky. So you put, say if you want to glue two cubes of wood together, you put some glue, and wet glue, on one bit of the wood, and then get the other bit of glue, and you glue it together. Now, once it's adhered, and it's stuck, and it's dry, the glue's not involved anymore. There is no glue, essentially. It's just two bits of wood stuck together.
Yeah.
So there's no glue now. It's just, it's a dried piece of shit. That means nothing to anybody, because like you say, there's no use. And once glue has no use, it's not glue anymore.
It's
just shit. It's just some dry shit on some shit. So if you want some dried shit on some shit, go to eBay, search Dirty Kong Podcast, and there's going to be a lot on there.
There's going to be a lot on it.
In the upcoming weeks, and we're going to see how much we can get by episode 50. That's a promise to the listeners out there. And we've promised things before, and you know we don't let you down.
Yes, there's t-shirts. There's mugs.
Yeah. We never got the t-shirts.
Fart competitions.
But we have got the stickers, and we
on
have
their way.
A mug.
We have a mug.
And we're going to get some more mugs.
We've got three mugs.
Yeah, we'll get some more mugs sorted. Anyway, that's good.
Just to go, he says he's very, very happy and surprised that somebody has paid this amount of money.
I'm fucking
It's eventually
surprised.
Gone for 2,100 and something like that. But to paraphrase him, he's saying there's a lot of stupid twats out there.
Did he actually say that?
No,
point?
I paraphrase.
Cool. Well, I've got a video coming up, Dave, with a bit of a story. Brit girl, eight years old, played an amazing guitar solo. And this is basically just exactly what it is. Little Zoe Thompson from Berkshire is part of a child group, mini band, who found fame last year with a cover of Metallica's Enter Sandman. This is an eight-year-old girl. The guitar she plays is almost as big as she is. You can't even see her face over the fucking
It's just
thing.
Like two eyes.
Their video racked up to more than 3 million hits, and the US band were so impressed with the young music stars, they posted a one-minute video online. And I'm just going to play the video because it's actually quite incredible. You ready to listen, Dave?
I'm ready for a child prodigy.
Starts off a bit slow. But she's 8 years old, to be fair. She gets better. She's eight.
It's fucking immense.
It gets faster in a bit. That's mad.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What are we doing with our lives?
Mint. That's awesome. I mean, obviously, I'm a big metal fan, you know, and I just loved that to bits. I think she's fucking amazing. She's 8 years old, and she's playing shit like that.
I don't like her.
Yeah, you're annoyed, aren't you?
Yeah, there's just too much talent in one so small.
Literally, she's got the guitar on her lap, and, you know, the the, I don't even know what you call it, the main bass of the guitar is touching her chin almost. She's a tiny little girl. And
if she wasn't sat down, that guitar just pull it to the floor.
Yeah, definitely. So, yes. Yeah.
That's what dedication gets you.
I love it because a mum, after listening to that, you know, and I wanted to be as quiet as possible because I actually wanted the listeners to hear it. The mother quotes by saying, other people have said that she picks things up really quickly. So there you go. Wow. Yeah, that's, what's her name? Shit. My computer's spazzing out. Zoe Thompson, 8-year-old, plays guitar. Look it up on YouTube because she's a YouTube sensation. DataCon podcast is on YouTube, Dave.
Yeah, and we're sensational also.
So you can look that up on there. Fantastic stuff. You got anything else, Dave, or are you just fucking around now?
No, I can't bother to go with it. It needed to be started at the beginning. I'll leave it till next time because it's just intermittent shit.
Okay. Right. I've got one that's a bit annoying, this one. This is a bit... might make your blood boil, Dave. You might boil. Thieves steal flowers from tragic cancer girl. Bastards.
What of the girl or what? Well, I'll... Sorry, win. That's just not right.
Yeah. The grieving parents of a 10-year-old girl who died from cancer were caused more heartache when thieves stole flowers laid in her memory. Now, there's been a lot of this just recently of, like, things being, most especially flowers, which is one thing I can never understand.
Yeah, it's not from Valentine's graves. Day, yeah.
Yeah, good point. It's not Valentine's Day. I don't get it, though. I mean, why...
Well, what do you do with flowers?
I suppose you give them to your mum or something. I don't know, you know. Who's it? What I don't understand is, like, I would do probably anything if I had a justified reason.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't steal flowers from a grave just to give to my girlfriend or something like that, because to me it's just not justified. It's not important enough.
No.
I just buy some or not give them.
Or not bother, yeah.
Or not give flowers to my
girlfriend. Go with option two.
Yeah, exactly.
For the most part, fuck flowers.
Because, to be fair, it's a lot easier to not steal flowers.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean...
Worst comes to worst, go to a fucking roundabout. That's for...
Yeah, or...
What the pod there?
What the pod
there? Roundabouts. And there's usually daffodils or something, or whatever flower is currently in season. Steal them.
Yeah, people are dying on the roads all the time in Britain.
And if your woman turns around and goes... You pick those flowers, that's no good. You can go, well, I was going to steal them off a tragic cancer patient. So, be happy for the daffodils, you bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
You might actually be surprised to know I'm quite romantic and do buy flowers.
I'm surprised.
When I'm lucky enough to be in a relationship.
Do you put them in your bleeding urethra?
Maybe that's what makes it bleed. Maybe you should, like, take the thorns off a rose first.
And it all comes together, ladies and gents. Fan-fucking-tastic. That's a good point. We after the show, and I promise, What the Pod boys, Chris and Chad, we're going to go out and take some photos of some roundabouts. We're definitely
going to
do
some
lewd
things on them as well.
We're going to do some lewd, disgusting, Dirty Kong-style, immature things on the roundabouts and send them to them.
Immature, and you say? That surprises me.
It does surprise me as well, sir. But obviously, they can then post them all over the all over their website, which I'm sure they are more than happy to do.
Oh, anyway, fuck, I'm being attacked.
Careful, sir. Do you want me to...
technology, technophia.
Sorry, ladies and gents, the microphone just fell on Dave there.
I'll just hold it.
This is one thing about...
Like a small black furry bosom.
We're being very self-referential on this show today, aren't we? But that's one thing I like about our show, Dave. We run with everything, mate. We're a bit raw, a bit gritty, but we do it. Anyway.
We're a bit tired.
Excuse me.
You are excused.
It says Jame, but I'm thinking it might be Jamie. So, mm-hmm. Jamie Giblin and Becky Challenger, whose daughter Chloe passed away last week, created a floral display as a tribute to her on their front gate. But the couple were sickened when they discovered around 6 bouquets, most of which were placed by Chloe's friends, had been snatched during the night. Many of the flowers and the bucket that was also stolen... They even stole the fucking bucket that the flowers are in. Wow. Were pink, Chloe's favourite colour. The youngster died last Friday at a home in Haver, Hants, just weeks before she had been due to fly to America for an operation to help fight the rare bone cancer. Her bravery had touched thousands of hearts, including Coronation Street star Tracy Shaw's. She helped raise $10,000 in need for the trip. And the parents just say, we just can't believe someone would do something like this. It's
fucking...
very clear that it's memorable for a little girl. There is a picture of Chloe in the middle of the flowers. I can't understand how anybody could steal from it. And I honestly don't either, Jay Day.
No, I don't. Even the train wouldn't do that.
J-Train would not do that. No. He's an absolute cunt.
But he would not do that.
But he wouldn't do it, man. And it, you know what he would say if he was here? He'd say that it disappoints him as a British man.
Yeah.
That another Brit would do something as disgusting as that. We're not all perfect. Mostly we are. We're mostly perfect nation.
Yeah.
Absolute gents, you know, scholars and warriors all. But on this occasion, some little cunting arsehole fuckwit. And if he's listening, I hope you die soon.
Painfully.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the cause. I'd like to have a hand in it.
So this show is dedicated to Chloe.
Yeah.
This is episode 42 of the Dirty Con podcast. It's dedicated to the memory of Chloe.
Her favorite... Although,
go on.
I feel we're not representative, but we are sincere.
Oh yeah, God no, yeah, we're god awful representatives. But yeah. I'm still gonna speak out. Yep. I'm still gonna stick up for the memory of this girl. Fuck, too right I am. God damn it, I'm upset, Dave.
I can see it in your eyes, John.
But you know what? You know what cheers me up, Dave? You know what cheers me up?
A bit of it. Let's go for it.
There we go. I'm happy. Oh. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That's just, you know... feel a bit bad now. I was genuinely being...
Yeah.
I've just got to end it on a happy note, otherwise it's going to bring the show down. So there we go. We'll just end that there. There we go. Done. Ah, David.
Jonathan.
What are we doing now, sir?
I don't know. It's your time to sign off, apologise.
It's a very short
withdraw.
Episode.
Is it? Oh, fucking hell.
Well, okay.
I feel like I've been going for hours.
I know.
I know I've not done anything.
We are very tired, guys. We do apologise for the shyness and the shortness of this show. But I suppose they're used to it by now, aren't they? You know?
Yeah.
So
you have to trawl through the shit in our fucking show to get a few gems every now and then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, but to be fair, you know, we do really, really try to get a show out every single week. And sometimes if it's just us coming together at the last minute and just talking a load of shit as opposed to getting some stories together. It's not always easy
to be organised when you lay about shit like we are, such as ourselves.
But
just masturbating to work all this and around.
True. Alaska woman, 85, uses shovel to fend off moose.
Chocolate.
I don't know if it's chocolate. I don't think it's chocolate, dude. An 85-year-old Alaska woman used a grain shovel to fend off an agitated moose that was stomping her husband.
Stomping?
agitated moose.
Wouldn't be the word I use.
And stomping are two great words in the...
Marauding beast. And slightly agitated.
The George Murphy says his wife saved his life. The Anchorage... blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The 82-year-old pilot who flew for 3 decades for the Endurant Trail Sled Dog Race was hiking with his golden retrievers near the Willow Airport Friday. He saw the moose and dove into the snow. But the moose started stomping him. The fucking moose clocked him. You can't just dive into the snow and avoid a moose. I don't know how you'd avoid a moose, Dave. How would I avoid a moose?
I would face it head on and try and come to an agreement about our misunderstandings and maybe some kind of monetary or herbal...
Yeah.
Compensation for my transgression to said moose. I find talking to vicious animals in the wild is very good for getting you killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's the only thing we can do. We need to talk to understand. And if we can't commune with the moose and the bear and the puma and the naked mole rat, then we shall forever be ignorant of their ways and get stomped on in the snow.
I've just got something in my eye. It's quite beautiful, Dave.
Dirty Kong podcast promotes peace between man and beast.
Well, Dr. Doolittle could fucking sort that shit out. And I'm not talking about Eddie Murphy. He's not really Dr. Doolittle. Who was the other guy that played Dr. Doolittle?
The one that I used to watch in my childhood.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Well, if I could talk with the animals.
Walk with the animals. Fuck with the animals.
Is that the actual lyric?
Ought to be... It's in the version I saw, but it was called Dr. Do-A-Lot.
Anyway, his wife Dorothy, who is 5 feet tall and weighs 97 pounds. Dave, what's that in our...
No, it's not. That's our old imperialistic. I don't know, in kilos, that's probably some.
Yeah, it's probably some kilos, yeah. She weighed 97 pounds, grabbed a big shovel and hit the moose in the body and head.
Bollocks. Should have gone for the bollocks.
Yeah, should have done. She ran for help and Murphy was rushed by medical helicopter to a Anchorage hospital. He was in good condition Monday with a gash to his head.
His wife's gash. That's the way they recover.
Ba-bumped. Fantastic.
There's got to be a shit joke in the Dirty Kong podcast.
Working it all the time, my friend. Well done. Well done, you. This is going to be an edit show. I can see it already. Well, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this, but I happen to be a diabetic, don't I, Dave?
You do, Jonathan.
Yes.
I'd love to know where this is going.
I suffer from diabetes. You want to know where this is going? Well, this is going to this last story. I'm not telling any more. This is the last story for episode 42. Man accused of using insulin to drug rape women. Shall I carry on?
Yeah, that's just your wording, to drug rape women, as if these women are specifically intended for rape.
Well, by their very own definition. Just the way it's worded, my friend. A 31-year-old diabetic man is facing sexual assault charges after he was accused of drugging a woman with insulin medication and then raping her.
Jonathan.
I've never thought of doing that.
No. You've got ideas now.
There we go. Authorities say that Frederick Allen met the woman in a bar in February and then walked her home. Quite gentlemanly so far. Nice.
Yeah. Chivalry. They say it's dead.
There you go. Allen then told investigators he had then had sex with the woman, but that he stopped when she started getting sick.
Getting or being. I'd carry on. Fuck it.
According to the Boulder Daily Camera, a roommate says that she later found the victim sick in bed. The woman was taken to a hospital where she was treated for signs of sexual assault. But that's what it says.
Surely you can't be treated for signs of sexual assault. That's a psychological treatment, surely. The wording of signs of sexual assault, it's not saying sexual injuries.
One of the women's roommates told police she had heard someone come back to the apartment, but then put earphones and music on so she would not be woken up again, because they're obviously going to bang, silly.
Cracking at it.
Yeah. The roommate noticed that the victim's door was locked at 1 p.m. the next day and did not see the victim again until 10 p.m. that night, when she checked again and found the door had been unlocked. The roommate told investigators the victim's room was a mess and she found that the victim naked on the bed with only a bed sheet covering her, according to the indictment or in whatever. She appeared to have thrown up and was sweaty and having trouble focusing. This is really, really fucking wordy. Allen, a diabetic, told investigators he did not remember if he had had his insulin with him that night, but confirmed he normally would have had it with him if he was going out to the bars. He told investigators he had sex with the victim, but then he stopped when she was starting to get sick. According to the blah, blah, blah. He then offered to clean her bed sheets, but threw them away in a dumpster instead. Obviously getting rid of the evidence. Very thick. I'm looking at a photo of this Frederick fellow, and he's got a very thick neck. Allen claimed I'm just throwing that up. Allen claimed he left between 4 and 6 a.m. and called a cab, but police said his phone showed no record of a call of a taxi in the apartment. Court records show that Allen had extensive criminal history, including arrests in Boulder County on charges of burglary, theft, and concealing a weapon. But not being a diabetic rapist. Anna remains in custody at the Boulder County Jail. He is scheduled for a bond hearing on Thursday. Now, I want to point this out, Dave, that in nowhere in that article does it mention about him in, like, you know, just showing signs of him injecting this woman.
No,
I think just because they heard he was a diabetic, that then they assumed, hey, he's ugly, he's diabetic.
He's got a thick neck.
He's got a thick fucking neck. And I happen to be an ugly, diabetic, thick-necked man myself. I think this is fucking discrimination, ladies and gents.
It's a conspiracy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no proof. Hey, diabetics can be... women can be attracted to diabetics. We're not all ugly trolls. I mean, I am, he is, but that doesn't mean anything. Sweet Jesus, people. Can we get past this fucking... if it's not the blacks and the Jews, it's diabetics. I'm fucking sick of it, Dave. I've had enough, my friend.
What are we going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to just...
there should be some kind of recourse.
All we can do, Dave, is change the minds of society. We've got to raise awareness on the Dirty Kong podcast. Diabetics are people too, people.
They're people. They're...
we're not as bad as gingers. We're not as bad as other people. Asians, Chinese. We have souls.
Need to piss a lot.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dave.
And that makes him more of a person.
Mm. Ah, Jesus Christ. Well, I think that's another successful show. DataCon podcast. I've got nothing.
Apologies.
I'm on apologies to the listeners because this has been a debacle. And I think edits are going to be involved on a big scale.
This might be about 10 minutes long by the time we finish it up.
Good Lord. So yeah, like I say, we're going to run out now and take some photos of roundabouts just for fun because we're like that, even though it's now 9:28 p.m. at night.
It's the best time to spot a roundabout.
Exactly.
They come out to breathe at this time of night.
They do in this country anyway. Like I say, we're going to be waiting on the stickers to come, and when we do, we'll let you know and you can send in some comments and requests for stickers. Going to be making changes to the Dirty Kong website soon. Adding glossary and guest page.
Guest page, that was the one.
Yeah. Dave, anything else we need to say, sir?
Oh, we can plug the forum if you like. If you want to get on the forum, there's not been that much action on there recently. Keep going. It's dirtykong.forummotion.com.
That's good you bring that up there, Dave, because there's been some really funny mangina. The mangina pictures. There's a mangina thread going on our forum, ladies and gents, and you can just post mangina pictures. Or, you know, hey, post your own mangina pictures on the mangina thread on the Dirty Kong podcast
forum.
The host
might think about doing it too. I can look in John's eyes if he's like...
Dave, I make this promise now on the air that if you do it, I'll do it.
I'm not promising.
We'll see what happens though, eh?
Yeah.
But our website, as always, is dirtykong.co.uk.
I just don't know if I can be asked to trim my pubes.
You can leave us voicemail on Skype, Jono Dirty Kong, but we're going to get a number soon. That's a promise. But it's John of Dirty Kong until then. And what else, Dave?
I don't know. We plugged? We've plugged Facebook. We've got MySpace. We've got everything.
Yeah, we've got MySpace, Facebook. Leave us comments.
Retro and up to date. We've even got postal address, which you're not allowed to have.
Indeed. And iTunes. iTunes 5-star ratings, please. I know we don't deserve it, but please do it anyway, out of pity.
Yeah, pity is a good emotion.
Because we are pitiful, so... Pity is... It works well with our show.
Yeah, the more pity you give us, the more pitiful we become.
Definitely.
Fill our cups to the brim with pity.
Indeed, sir. So, until next week, I'm John Boy.
I'm VD.
And we're going to end on a song by Skindred.
Skindred.
Personal favourite of mine, and a song called Days Like These.
Dave, bad days.
Bad days. Bad fucking...
Off days, motherfucker.
I apologise. I am sorry.
Ah, fuck you.
Goodbye, sirs.
Hasta la bye.
What's going on in your head? Don't you know what the life is worth? It's so gifted wilder every day. No word where security, no blunder, it's plain to see. And that's not the way it's meant to be. Who's this job? We got to get along. Now look inside yourself, you find the strength to carry on. It seems like these.
Let's stay.